Maroon 5 and 98.3, The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, I'm Zach East with the best mix in the morning show and your music news now for Friday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. One day after bombshell court testimony, Britney Spears apologized to her 30 million Instagram followers. She wrote, quote, "I don't want people to think my life is perfect because it's definitely not at all." Britney's timeline always showed her happy and enthusiastic. When asked directly, Britney made believe that she was living the dream in her huge California mansion. In all honesty, though, she was lying and hiding what she suffered under her dad's iron fist. She admitted, of course, on Thursday, quote, "I apologize for pretending like I've been okay the past 2 years. I did it because of my pride. Instagram actually helped me feel like I matter despite what was going through, and hey, it worked," she says. Stars are showing support for Britney as the pop star battles to get out of her conservatorship. Britney revealed during a court hearing this week that her legal arrangement forces her to do things she doesn't want to do, including extensive performances and multiple weekly meetings and therapy appointments. It also apparently blocks her from doing things she wants to do, like having another child by forcing her to get an IUD. Her ex-boyfriend, Justin Timberlake, tweeted out a trio of messages supporting Brit, saying, quote, "After what we saw today, we should all be supporting Britney at this time. Regardless of our past, good and bad, and no matter how long ago it was, what's happening to her is just not right. No woman should ever be restricted from making decisions about her own body. No one should ever be held against their will, or ever have to ask permission to access everything they've worked so hard for. Jess and I send our love and our absolute support to Britney during this time. We hope the courts and her family make this right and let her live however she wants to live." And Ed Sheeran's website says he currently has no show scheduled, but that didn't stop him from grabbing his guitar and playing for England's national soccer team at their training facility on Thursday. The acoustic set took place outdoors at St. George's Park, the English Football Association's national training center in Burton-upon-Trent, Staffordshire. According to World Soccer Talk, Sheeran received special permission to enter the COVID-secure bubble to entertain the players. Midfielder Jordan Henderson called Sheeran very warm and said, "As a performer, everyone knows how good he is. It was a bit surreal at times. He was just sitting playing the guitar while we were eating. I can't speak highly enough of him as a person. The lads really enjoyed it." England plays Germany on Tuesday in the round of 16 of the UEFA Euro 2020 Championship. And that is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.